بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, now one big question, an important question is that, can the Satan do Tawbah or repentance too? Is the way of Tawbah open to the Satan too or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Theoretically speaking, the answer might be positive, but practically the answer is negative. Satan is able, like any other person who commits a sin, to repent. But practically, based on what we understand from the verses of the Quran and the narrations, he is not ready to do that because of his arrogance and pride and haughtiness. As mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam in Sermon 192 of Nahj al-Balagha, he says that فَافْتَخَرَ عَلَىٰ آدَمَ بِخَلْقِهِ, the Satan boasts against Adam because of his creation. We know that Satan claimed that he is created from fire and Adam is created from the soil, and fire, has a kind of priority over the soil. And Imam Ali salam calls him Imam al-Mutahassabin wa Salaf al-Mustakbirin. I mean, when it comes to the arrogant, Satan is the first person in terms of being arrogant. And أَلَا تَرَوْنَ كَيْفَ سَغَّرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِتَكَبُّرِهِ. Did you not see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated him because of his takabbur, because of his arrogance?
Yes.
وَعَدَّ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ سَعِيرًا, and his abode would be the hellfire in the hereafter. Now, we know, the story of Satan, the Iblis, that Iblis who did not prostrate before Adam, is very interesting in that we should not be proud of our actions, even our good actions, our acts of worship. According to some narrations, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6,000 years. And if these 6,000 years is based on the years of the hereafter, it would be more than 100 billion years of this world. So for so many years, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of his pride, he was not ready to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, and then he decided to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Now, there is an interesting narration which is related to this question. It's been mentioned that this is in Bihar al-Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 60, page 281. The narration reads, "Inna Nuhan lamma rakiba as-safina atahu Iblis." The story of Nuh alayhi salam and his ark is very famous. According to this narration, when Prophet Nuh alayhi salam embarked his ark, the Iblis, the Satan, came to him. فَقَالَ لَهُ نُوحٌ مَنْ أَنْتَ نُوحٌ. The Prophet Noah asked him, "Who are you?" قَالَ أَنَا إِبْلِيس. He said that I'm Iblis, the great Satan. قَالَ فَمَا جَاءَ بِكَ. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam asked about the reason that he has come to him. قال جئت تسأل لي ربك هل لي من توبة. He said, I've come to you, I want you to ask your Lord that is there any way for me to repent? فأوحى الله إليه أن توبته أن يأتي قبر آدم فيسجد له. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam that of course, yes, he can't repent, but there is only one condition.
Okay.
He did not prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. Now he needs to go to the grave of Adam alayhi salam and prostrate in front of that grave. At the kind of course, showing respect to Adam alayhi salam.
Sorry, this Adam that we are talking about, the very word Adam, or is it al-insan in general or Prophet
no,
Adam?
No, for sure. It is, in this case, it is referring to Prophet Adam alayhi salam as the first human
because
being.
Because say when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings in general, the Satan did not accept it, for example, respecting him or something like that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when Adam alayhi salam as the first human being was created, then Satan was not ready to prostrate before him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Satan that, yes, you can repent, but the only condition is that you go to the grave of Adam alayhi salam and to show respect to him.
Okay.
فَقَالَ أَمَّا أَنَا لَمْ أَسْجُدْ لَهُ حَيًّا أَسْجُدْ لَهُ مَيَّةً. Satan says that when he was alive, when he was created,
he
did not prostrate before him. Now, when he is dead, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects me to prostrate before him, before his grave, فَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So, whether this narration is authentic or not, it has a message, and that is the fact that the pride, the arrogance of the Satan prevents him from repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although, as I mentioned, theoretically speaking, all the people who commit sins, they have the door of repentance open before them, but it seems that for Satan it's not working.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
The other point is that, according to the verses of the Quran, those people who want to repent, they have there is a condition for them. Let's recite chapter An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 17. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Acceptance of repentance by Allah is only for those who commit evil out of ignorance. This bijahala has a message I will explain. Also we read كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has made mercy incumbent upon himself. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Whoever of you commits an evil deed out of ignorance, بِجَهَالَةٍ. ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحٍ. Then he repents after that and reforms.
Yes.
فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then Allah is indeed all forgiving, all merciful. Chapter An'am, chapter 6, verse 54. So, based on these two verses, repentance is for the people who commit sins out of jahala, out of ignorance. And now, according to scholars, to mufassirin, scholars of interpretation of the Quran, this jahala doesn't only mean not knowing, because many people know, but still they commit the sins. But the point is that they do not commit the sins out of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So us human beings, us fallible human beings, may commit some sins, even might be knowingly, but we do not say that, oh Allah, I'm committing sins this sin out of a rebellion against you. No, I mean, hardly you can find people who commit sins out of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point about Satan is that he did that out of a kind of rebellion. So my point is that these two verses of the Noble Book of Quran is referring to one important condition for repentance to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that that action should be out of ignorance without any kind of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But mm-hmm. Satan did that action out of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sorry, and the very being of Satan is alive, isn't it? I mean, is it a creature itself? Like, for example, we had prophets, different prophets by different names. The very Satan as an angel, he was an angel, isn't it?
No, Shaitan was a jinn.
So is he alive now?
Sure.
The great Satan is alive.
The great Satan is alive, uh-huh. And he has so many children, so many offspring.
Okay.
Because the verses of the Quran is telling us that, so he was in the ranks of the angels, but he was the only jinn among the angels.
Mm-hmm.
So for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some thousand years, he was in the rank of the angels. And the verses of the Quran, they are telling us that he will be alive till إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him some time, some respite to misguide the people. Allah told him that I give you this time, but إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم, to a decided time. Now, there are two viewpoints about this decided time.
Yes.
Some people believe that this is till the day of judgment, till the last day of the existence of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And some people believe that this is until the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and that big Satan would be killed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, as I mentioned, one of the conditions for repentance to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it should have been done out of jahala, out of mm-hmm. rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not the case for the Satan. And the other point, and the last point which I would like to share, is that the other condition for tawbah to be accepted is that to make up for the past.
Yes.
So, for example, if you have, when it comes to haqq an-nas, the rights of the people, you may repent, but still you are required to go to the people and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
For example, if you have stolen something from a person, you need to go to him, if it's possible, and ask him to forgive you.
Yes.
But when it comes to the Satan, for centuries he has misguided millions of the people.
Yes.
So is it possible for the Satan to make it up? Mm-hmm. It seems that there is no way, at least for him, to make it up. So this condition is also absent when it comes to the repentance of the Satan. Even if he is going to repent, he is not yes. able to make it up for the past. But as yes. I mentioned, the main point here is that although the way of repentance is open for him,
yes.
but his pride, his arrogance still prevent him from doing so.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the possibility of the repentance of the great Satan or not. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن